News and views from a Not Straight perspective. This is Not Straight Cast. Welcome to Not Straight Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing well. Hey, it's 2 weeks in a row that we have a podcast. What the heck?
I know. Two.
Well, there's a reason behind that, is that you have a scheduling conflict there. So we have to kind of just change things up there and everything. So I figure, you know, we might as well do that instead of not having a podcast.
Exactly. I am coming up on conference season, which is in the publishing industry. If anybody else is part of it, understands, they're like, nonstop during the summer, nonstop during the fall. So
everybody's trying to spend their money before, you know, it runs out and everything.
Well, yep. And this is the time to do everything because the kids are out of school. So,
and everybody waits until the exact last minute, you know, they just procrastinate like everybody else does.
It's been a busy week. I've had so many people like reach out to me, which is nice because I love my clients. And, yeah, it's what we kind of call spend down week. Like people have to spend money by a certain, you know, they have deadlines, they have grants, federal programs, things like that nature. And so they want to buy literature, but it's also like they work with so many different parties too. So it's like they have to wait till the end and then be like, oh, I've got this much left over. So let us buy stuff. Cause if we don't, we're going to lose the money. So therefore everybody comes out of the woodworks the like last 2 weeks of May to say, hey, let me buy.
I have $5 to spend. What, like, how many books can I get for $5?
Honey, I will find a way to get you a book.
Right. So, speaking of that sound effect there, this one here, I was talking about the cash register. I added a few new sound effects to the board. And I realized here we have this cash register, you know, which is good because, you know, everything's a money grab.
Right.
But we also have this sound, which I make a lot. But I realized if you combine them both together. It sounds like a prostitute.
We're
going
to have to put like a explicit
content. Yeah, it already is explicit because I swear.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Getting kind of sexual these like days, aren't we?
It sounds like a prostitute, doesn't it?
Get that money, baby. Get that money. Fuck that, baby. Get that.
So, yeah, I was like, if you combine the two together, this is a bad sound, you know?
anyways. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Love new sound effects, too.
Yeah. So, we have Memorial Day coming up here.
Yes, we do.
Are you doing anything for Memorial Day?
Well, I was going to go see a friend.
Okay.
And she's also in the same industry as me. Mm-hmm. And we both talked to each other a couple hours ago. And we were just, I was going to drive to go see her. And we were both like, oh my God, we're exhausted.
And you just want to sleep all weekend, right?
Yeah. We were kind of like, we're just going to chill. Like, we'll live. Yeah. So. But I'm in Atlanta, so there's plenty to do. I know I'll get into something. It's hot. It's 85 degrees. So, I mean, I know I'll get into something. That's for sure. So, and we have the pool.
I actually work Memorial Day.
Well, it's because I, that.
Well, I did this before. I knew exactly what my plans were. So, because originally I was going to come down and see you the 4th of July week. But then plans changed and we moved it down a few weeks. And so in this case, so basically it's my normal day that I work anyways. I don't work until night. So I have the day free. So it's not really that big of a deal. And then also there too is that it's kind of like I'll work that. I'll have off the 4th of July. And also too, I'm trying to schedule myself a little vacation away from everybody. I'm just doing it by myself. At the end of June, I'm going to go camping.
Okay.
So
I don't blame you. I want a vacation too. Like
I really need one.
People visit, but I haven't had I kind of want to just like, I did this last year and I loved it. I just got in my car and I literally just packed and I just drove. So, I stopped by and I saw a friend and then I went to another city and saw another friend. And then, But I was on no agenda, no set time. Like, I didn't have to worry about being at the airport or, you know, like, it was just kind of like a, you know, just fun trip. Like, and to get to just enjoy yourself and stay here for a day or two and couch surf and go somewhere else for a couple days and see a bunch of people. And it was nice, you know?
Yeah, I think it makes sense in that case, sir, because it's just kind of like, I realize is that I have so much going on right now. It's kind of like I'm getting fucking nuts.
Me
or I'm sorry, I'm going nuts.
Yes. I feel you there. I'm so excited for these 3 days. You have no idea.
Yeah, I still have the weekend off, so I'm going to do some cleaning around the house and everything there. I have to do some schoolwork, obviously. But then Monday will be like just a normal day for me. So, yeah. Probably go to the gym.
Well, I was supposed to.
Oh, what are you doing?
Let's interrupt you. Sorry. I was supposed to have a half day today.
Oh, God. And turn up during that almost a whole day.
Not in my industry, honey.
You sell, you know.
Hey, it was supposed to be the cash register.
That too, huh?
I ain't selling myself.
Prostituting yourself, right? For cash.
Sure, Joe.
Well, you know.
Got to get that money somehow. It's not like you're paying me.
We give that away for free, don't we? It's fine if you give it away for free, but if you charge money for it there, then, you know, you're a prostitute. That is, unless you're filming it, then it's just an adult video.
But there is nothing wrong with prostitutes, because I have a friend, believe it or not. And I know she's not listening, but I met her in Pittsburgh, and everybody would give her a dirty look when she came into the bar, and I'm not going to mention the bar's name.
Okay.
And it was one I frequented a lot when I was in the Berg, and I just absolutely adored her and fell in love with her. And people would always say, why do you talk to her? And I was like, we just clicked, you know?
Yeah.
And she might stop in for an hour or two, have a beer or two before her next trick. That was cool with me. I love people from all different walks of life. And, you know, I was the first one to buy her a shot, or, you know, ask her busy night, slow night. You know? And we're still friends to this day. And believe it or not, she still calls me randomly. And, or she'll like Facebook message me. And, we've stayed in touch all this
time.
That's cool. Absolutely love her. So
you're way less judgy than I am. I would have been like, yep.
Everybody I would be sitting with, because she would walk in the bar and I'd be sitting with a group of people, right? Like the regular folks I'd hang out with. And, you know, I'd instantly walk up and be like, hey, what's up, girl? And give her a big hug. And everybody just look at me like, huh?
Oh, God.
And I'd sit over there and leave them alone and go chill with her for an hour, because I knew she wasn't going to be there long, because she'd have to run off again soon. So, but they would always jump my ass for like talking to her. But
it's also
to anybody.
Kind of like the less you know about things in a way, it's sometimes better, you know?
Right. And I adored her like knowledge, you know, and she's been all over the country. She's not even in Pittsburgh right now. Like she's gone. Like she was there for a hot minute. Now she's gone, but we still stay in touch through like Facebook. And like I said, she called me. And so it's really nice, you know? So,
that's good that you guys made friends.
I've never been a judgmental person like that. So,
yeah. I mean, you're probably the least judgmental person that I know.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Take that as a compliment there, because I'm certainly not as non-judgmental. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I know, because I've been out with you before. So he can be a little judgy Joe. I'm gonna call him judgy Joe.
I'm not that bad. I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt there, but basically, the way I look at it is that if you cross me in some way, that's pretty much a prediction of future behavior, and at that point, pretty much I'm done. Like I said, and even on like the previous podcast, I don't suffer fools gladly. So, you know, if somebody decides that, you know, they want to, you know, do wrong, you know, and especially by me, like, for example, to just cancel and not like be like, hey, let's reschedule this kind of thing. You know, I have a tendency to kind of take that personally, because it's kind of like, if you're doing stuff like that there, what's going to happen in the future, you know?
Right.
So I think in that case, or then it's kind of like I become jaded And I think a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of gay folks have become jaded.
Judgy Joe went to JD
well,
Joe.
Well, are you jaded?
Or Jada Joe, sorry. Is the Judgy Joe, Joe just went to Jada Joe?
yeah.
Just call me Joshy Josh. I'm just
okay,
joshing
you. Josh. Jada Joe here.
You got that the Karens, work. And now everybody's always like, I'm just joshing you. I'm like, okay, where'd that come from? You know, all right.
Mm-hmm. I think, if anything, though, you're a little superficial. You're giving me the shocked Pikachu look.
I wish y'all could see my face right now. How am the I superficial? Pikachu look. How am I superficial?
Let's say this much here. You prefer the finer things in life? Like, you won't buy off-brand cheese, basically. You only
absolutely
buy
Kraft, not.
You
know? Mama taught me right, honey.
Yeah, you'll buy name brand stuff. You won't buy the generic stuff.
Hey, Look, you'll be proud of me. Okay, I'm drinking this water right here. Look.
Okay, so that's the one.
Does that
you
say
bought.
Dasani? Does that say Smart Water, Evian, or anything? No. Look what I bought. It's the Walgreens brand.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yeah, that's the Walgreens brand, right? And I have the Aldi brand of purified water here.
So, now, water, I don't care, but yeah, you're right. Anything else, I'm like, yeah.
But let's be honest. Like, if you're pouring this out of a tap into a bottle, which is pretty much what they're doing with purified water, it doesn't really matter where you get this water at. Just as long as it doesn't taste like crap, you know?
Exactly. I've been trying to drink more water because I drink too much soda.
That's a good thing to do. You can't go wrong drinking water.
I know. But it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
I like my soda. It's like when Brittany said, I love Pepsi.
I found actually kind of helps matters out there. You know, with these bottles of water, they sell those little squirt bottles that you can squirt into the bottle.
Mm-mm. Tried it.
You tried those?
Tried that. Not a fan. Mm-mm.
They sell them in completely all kinds of different flavors. So it probably is one of those things there where you can go ahead and probably find something that you like.
No.
No?
Not okay. My thing.
Huh. Well, I mean, you know, at least I tried. You know?
You were the last one that was down here that had those.
You didn't use them, huh?
I tried it the one day after you left. And I think you had like one or two different ones. And I was like, well, let's see what's so cool about these. And I did it. And then I was like, ugh.
The key is with those is not to squirt a lot into it there, because you can easily make it too much.
Well, that's what I probably did. So.
Yeah, I would say just squirt a little bit in there. Just like, let's say you have like fruit punch as a flavor.
Was fruit punch. It
don't squirt
that was
a lot
red.
Into it there. Just squirt a little bit. Just make like the water pink, I guess you could say. Don't make it red.
Oh, it was red.
Yeah, you probably put way entirely too much in there.
Then I was like, ew, this is so nasty. I was like, how the hell does he drink this shit?
Ew, sugary.
I took like one chug of that and I like dumped that shit down the sink and like tossed it. I was like, eh.
Well, we'll try it again, but with different flavors. Okay. And I'll let you pick the flavors this time.
And you tell me how much to disperse into it too. Yeah. Like, you know, my home.
But yeah, I mean, there's like also like, do you like White Claw or Truly?
No, I'm old school when it comes to that way. Old school when it comes to like beer, like, and now there's all these craft beers that I can't keep up with all of them. I'm like, just give me a draft, you know, give me a Heineken or a Miller or hell, a Bud Light. I don't care. Like, cause I drink a lot of wine, to be honest.
Okay.
So if I do drink beer, I'm just really content with whatever's on like draft, but I don't get into like, especially those new ones, like these White Claws and all this new stuff. Like, I'm not a big fan of the seltzer ones. Like,
well, I stopped drinking caffeine, so I can't drink soda. And beer usually has too much sodium in it there, so I switched to drinking, like, if I do drink, which I barely drink anymore because I don't really go out to bars anymore, I will drink, like, a vodka in soda, like, basically club soda.
Yeah.
You know? So, usually I'll flavor the vodka, I get, like, orange vodka. So in this case, then something like a White Claw or a Truly is actually not bad because it's basically that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a healthy drink, but it's good, you know. So I figure I can drink those. So that way, at least I can drink something, you know.
Right.
But the problem is here is that, like I've mentioned here on previous podcasts, the last time I drank was around New Year's when I was at Becca's house and we had like pork and, you know, sauerkraut and all that stuff. And
Yeah, definitely.
I actually like brought a bottle of wine. Yeah. Just be a good guest. But that's the last time I drank. So I'm like,
God. I mean, last time I drank was yesterday. No, I'm just playing. Probably Wednesday. I don't know.
I was thinking maybe I should drink a little more. I don't know.
I think you should.
Right.
I don't see anything wrong. Like, especially after a long day, I love to sit on my balcony and have like a couple glasses of wine. I'm surprised I don't have one already with you. Heck, on break. Maybe I'll go grab me. I've got one chilling actually in the fridge. I was like, it's been a long week. I told my girlfriend that earlier. I said, I already put a bottle in the fridge.
At this point, yeah, you need the whole bottle, right?
It might end up one of them nights. You never know. It's Friday in ATL.
Because honestly, I break the bottle, right?
I know, right?
Oh, man. Oh, man. But anyways, yeah. So in this case here, we're going to go ahead here and we're going to take a break here. And then we're going to come back with the news here. So coming up in the news, four LGBTQ bars in San Diego are victims of a drive-by. And the State Department issued a travel alert for LGBTQ people and events abroad as Not Straight Cast continues after this. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores. You decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than VoxOnyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your website's load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com.
And now it's time for the news. Or the nudes.
I'm here. You're going to let me have the first story.
Yes. We switch off every week. That's why.
I know. I feel special. All right. Well, beginning with the news. Four LGBTQ bars in San Diego, California have been victims of drive-by pellet gun shooting. Police are still hunting for the unknown assailants and questioning their motives. At least three individuals were hit by the rounds and one individual was hospitalized. The targeted establishments include the Rail Bar, Rich's Nightclub, Number 1 Fifth Avenue, and PEX, KFMB-TV reported. Eddie Reynoso, a host at Rich's Nightclub, said, "I got hit directly in the eye. I felt something kind of like explode." I know, right? Almost like something popped. And by then I was already falling to the ground. In my mind, I thought I just got shot through the eye and my eye just flew out. I could not imagine.
Oh, geez. That hurt. That has to hurt.
This poor guy, he went on to say, "I'm fortunate a millimeter or two away could have left to blindness." Literally, it was that close. If he would have hit the pupil, it would have been a whole different story, says Reynoso. And Riches has allegedly been targeted by similar crimes in the past. Police have not said yet whether they believe this was motivated by anti-LGBT sentiment.
Probably.
However, I know, right? I'm like, really? Yeah. How many boards did we just list? Here the story goes on to say, however, yeah, all the targeted businesses are known LGBTQ hotspots. So one patron of the rail bar said the attack violated the LGBTQ safe space. This is obviously a safe space, said Eisen Carcel. So the fact that people can just come in from outside and sort of make it feel unsafe is very unfortunate. Not much is known around who committed the crime. Witnesses said the vehicle fired its shots around 1 a.m. and someone inside the vehicle may have possibly even recorded the incident. They were driving by pretty fast, but they also slowed down. I saw two people hanging out the window. It appeared as if one of them may have been recording, Reynoso said. That's what kind of caught my attention. And when I looked at the back seat, I just saw someone holding an automatic gun and my reaction was to obviously crouch, but by then it was too late. They had already fired and you can hear the noise. Pop, 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 Reynoso said.
I swear. It's kind of like, you know, these things are just kind of like money grabs for chicken.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on to say, it's unknown whether the rounds were ball bearings or another sort of pellet. Other bar patrons and employees reported being hit near the eye and also on their arms. Many were relieved to be okay, but remained furious at what happened. Renosa said something can go really, really wrong quickly, and it could have major effects on multiple people, on yourself, the individual you shot, but also on your family. So this is just, this one really just hit hard. Especially given the fact, I was really shocked when I saw the location, Joe.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
San Diego. This is Cali. This is California. Like, and the fact, and I think it's weird that they're saying, well, we don't know if it was LGBTQ related. However, you got to realize there's 1, 2, 3, 4 different LGBTQ night spots that were hit up. So, and the fact that this poor guy, Eddie, almost lost his eye. I mean, could you imagine just standing outside the bar, like getting some fresh air and talking with a friend and a car comes by and shoots at you? And
right.
I mean,
yeah.
You could not only be dead, but I mean, like if it would have been another millimeter over, this guy could have lost his poor eye. I mean, it's very serious.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy that these people think they can get away with this here.
Yes. So, I mean, basically I can't believe they haven't said yet, you know, that it's LGBTQ related, but I mean, you can't target 4 different gay establishments and then try not to say that it's not. And the fact that this Eddie, I feel so bad for him. I mean, the fact that he could have lost, I mean, not only his life, but I mean, the fact that he got hit and it could have, I mean, if it was just a millimeter, I mean, that's right. So close. Like, I mean, he could have literally like lost his eye. And the fact that they were recording it.
Well, like I said before, it's kind of like, you know, they're probably trying to get the views for TikTok, you know, they're trying to go ahead
I mean, that's good and bad only because maybe they'll share it and that will help the police catch them because maybe they'll be stupid enough.
Let's hope,
you know, cross your fingers, but you know, they'll be dumb enough to post it and then they'll be able to track like an IP address or whatever and find out who this actually is and who did it.
It's kind of like the Kia boys, you know, they were stealing Kia Souls.
Yeah.
You know, and just,
but still that the fact that they were recording it, they're laughing about it. They think it's funny. Like they're getting off on this. Like, and I don't know how you can go around shooting people. I mean, and just think that that's cute. Like, let's just drive around in the car and shoot people and record it. Like that's.
I mean, you know, if we have to be thankful about something, it was just a pellet gun and not something more severe, but still it's kind of like when this case is, nobody wants to be shot.
Right.
You know,
by a pellet gun or anything. And I couldn't even imagine how scary that would be. And then, I mean, I could, even with a pellet gun, I mean, you got to think these people were bruised and I mean, that hurts, you know, like that's not.
Yeah. It's just one of those.
I really hope that they find these people.
Doesn't have
that. And bring them to bring them to justice. You know, I hope.
Yeah.
The only thing is, since they did think that they were recording and they saw them obviously recording, I hope one of them's dumb enough, you know,
to post it somewhere.
To post it and they find it.
But they want the clicks and everything there. Yeah, they'll probably do that. So I don't
blame. Or they'll send it to somebody and then somebody will send it to somebody. And then before you know it, somebody's going to turn it in anonymously, you know, and then, you know, maybe we'll find out, even if they don't share it on social media. So
Well, talking about stupid things, so to take a little bit of a side thing here, you know how like Rudy Giuliani was like, it was his birthday and he was like, hey, if Arizona doesn't serve me in a few hours there with the lawsuit that he's going to face there, he hadn't been served the papers yet. You know, if they don't serve me within a few hours there, they have to drop the case. Well, the police went and figured out where he was at based upon the video that he posted a few hours earlier and served him with the papers. Dumbass. Yeah.
See, so, you never know.
Yeah, like you said there, it's kind of like, you know, hopefully somebody posts the video there because, yeah, we have ways to triangulate this information there. They will find out, and hopefully they will be brought to justice, but, you know.
That's what I hope for, and I'm just glad that everybody's okay. That's the biggest thing. Everybody is at least okay, but I do hope that they are brought to justice and that they have to pay for their actions.
Let's hope so. Anyways, in more sad news with the LGBTQ community, the U.S. State Department issued a worldwide caution alert on May 17th, warning that U.S. citizens overseas have exercised increased caution due to the increased potential for foreign terrorist organization inspired violence against LGBTQI plus persons and events. According to an administration official familiar with the matter, the alert is connected to the recent announcement from the FBI and Department of Homeland Security that foreign terrorist organizations might seek to exploit LGBTQ-related events and venues, including events during 2024 Pride Month, which begins in June. The alert comes the same day the State Department is commemorating the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia, and Transphobia.
No homo.
This is crazy. I mean, so much phobia. Like,
yeah.
Woo.
Last year's Pride Month was also marked by safety concerns after the Department of Homeland Security issued a report warning that domestic violence, extremists, and people who commit hate crimes have increased threats of violence against the LGBTQIA plus community within recent years. LGBTQ advocacy groups have issued a state of emergency in the U.S. following record-breaking waves of anti-LGBTQ legislation, as well as a spike in reports of hate incidents. The State Department alert also advises traveling Americans to exercise increased caution because of the potential for more generalized terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens in interest. Okay, oh, wow. Why don't we just stay home?
I know, it's like, just don't go anywhere.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm doing a good job of that.
I've been stuck working nonstop lately, so, but you know. It's like, it's a holiday weekend, and it's like, yeah, for the U.S. State Department to say worldwide caution, you know.
Well, here's the way I look at everything there. Just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, everything has risks. You know, you could walk outside, you could be run over by a car, you know, walking across the street. Very true. So it's kind of like, you know, what level of risk are you willing to put up with, you know?
So granted, true, like, the too, first story, some people...
Go ahead,
are too scared, you know. Some people are too scared, you know, to be honest.
It's like some people, it's kind of like, you know, the first story I read, it makes you not want to go to a bar. This story doesn't want to make you travel. It's kind of like, you know, but I mean, there's no fun if you don't do anything, you know.
Right. It's like, what are they trying to do? Like, you know, yeah. It's like, you don't, that's just saying, okay, the first story, you know, my story was like, okay, don't go out. Uh-huh. I mean, this is even in San Diego. Okay. I'm in Atlanta. Like, oh, don't go out. You know, might get shot.
Yeah.
This is basically saying like, oh, don't go on vacation. You know, like.
Well, it just seems to be a case like, there where it's just kind of like, it just seems like hate against the LGBTQIA plus community seems to be more of a thing that you're able to get away with nowadays. And because of somebody who basically is saying the quiet parts out loud.
Exactly. You
know? So
it's just really sad. We're going back in time. It's,
yeah,
we say that almost every podcast. I know I do. I sound like a running record, but
oh no, I agree with
every
you
story is just like, oh my gosh, we're going back. We're going back. It's just nuts.
Yeah. That's the sound I have for that. Yeah. It's just kind of like, this is, you know, but the next stories we have coming up here in our break here, after our break, I should say, are about situationships. We'll talk about that and also microplastics. as Not Straight Cast continues after this.
The Kaya is a fresh new British LGBT plus travel, one focused entirely on the guest experience and creating memorable, bespoke travel experiences to amazing destinations with stellar entertainment and world-class hospitality. The Kaya charters entire ships and resorts so that their LGBT plus travelers have the freedom to express their individuality, make personal connections, celebrate life, rev up, or simply relax together. View your Vikaya dreams with their e-newsletter or book a vacation by visiting nsc.lgbt/VACAYA.
Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, where conversations spark connections, diversity takes center stage. Tune in for insightful dialogues on love, life, the news, and everything in between. Not Straight Radio is your destination for thought-provoking content that resonates with every shade of the rainbow. Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, because everybody's story deserves to be heard. Visit nsc.lgbt/radio to listen now.
Did you know that Not Straight Radio is now available on your smart speaker? Just tell Alexa, play Not Straight Radio.
Really? You want to listen to that crap?
Not Straight Radio, now available on your smart speaker.
Welcome back to Not Straight Cast with Josh and Joe.
Yay!
Woohoo! All right, looks like I have the next story. Of course, Joe, you pick me for this particular story. Go figure.
This is so you, though, right?
I guess so. All right, here we go. Okay, friends with benefits, a late night booty call, just keeping it casual. There's a million nicknames for the gray area between dating and single, and you've likely heard them all throughout the duration of Sex and the City, one of my favorites. But none have been quite as evocative or self-explanatory as situationship. According to a new study by Top 10, it's not just a popular phrase, it's a universal experience. The survey, based on responses from American adults ages 18 and up, found that 60% of people are currently or have been in a situationship, which is defined as an ongoing sexual relationship with an undefined future. Baby boomers were the generation most likely to have experienced the in-between sitch, clocking in at 45% compared to 41% of Gen X, 35% of millennials, and only 32% of Gen Z. Furthermore, situationships were not overwhelmingly exclusive to any single method of dating. Per the report, 26% of respondents said their situationship got started through a dating app. Go figure. Closely.
Shocker.
I know, right? Closely followed by an in-person meeting, 25%, and via social media at 15%. Considering LGBTQ people use dating apps in higher numbers than the straight counterparts, it's likely that we tend to be in more situationships too. Perhaps that's why a whopping 71% of baby boomers would not recommend situationship-friendly dating apps compared to 43% of anti-app Gen Zers. The only generation that seemed to really understand the pros and cons of apps were millennials, who were evenly split with 41% recommending and not recommending the apps. A reported 92% of people believe there are stigmas attached to being in a situationship, namely that one person is being taken advantage of, they are in it just for sex, or that one or both parties are just afraid of commitment.
It sounds like you, doesn't it?
No comment. Nevertheless, as we proceed to continue, men, go figure, were 10% more likely to feel that there were benefits to situationships than women. According to male respondents, the best benefits were a consistent sex partner and having the space to explore their feelings for another person. As the survey revealed, however, the biggest drawback of being in a situationship is the presumed lack of a meaningful connection, followed by potential confusion about boundaries and feeling used.
Doesn't that response sound like AI generated? Explore their feelings for the other person. Ooh, that feels good. Let's love.
That new sound effect. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be stuck in my head.
Well, you know, it's kind of done away with this one. Anyways,
it's kind of interesting because, you know, I've heard of situationship. You know,
well, what's the difference between that and friends with benefits? I don't really see.
That's what. Yeah. You know what? Like, I think they're almost.
Isn't that just a new word for it?
The audience. Because yeah. To me, you know, there's people, there's this new like lingo, like situationship to me, which used to just be FWB, you know, friends with benefits, like, which was basically the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. It's just this new catchphrase, you know. Maybe it will replace. Maybe we'll start seeing, like, on the profiles and dating apps, we'll start seeing looking for a situationship instead of looking for FWB. I don't know.
Well, speaking of the apps there, it's kind of like, let's put it this way. Are you more or less like, when you go on the app there, are you looking for something that has like no strings attached?
It depends on my mood. And it depends on who you talk to. I met a gentleman. Of course, I'm not going to mention any names. He doesn't even know I'm doing this. But I met him like 2 weeks ago. And I was going to bed and I didn't even know like my app was open. And here I am laying in bed with a damn cat. And the phone flashes and I pick it up. And this guy hit me. I said, dude, if you're looking, I'm sorry. Like, I just crawled into bed. I've got an early morning. You know, I didn't even realize I was still on Grindr. And he was like, oh, I just wanted to tell you, I thought you were handsome, you know? And he was like, you know, my name's da-da-da, and, you know, here's my number, you know, I'll text you, da-da-da-da, like, you know, I'm not necessarily looking myself. And I was just like, okay. And I've actually been talking to him for the last 2 weeks, and he asked me if I wanted to meet up this weekend. So, and I figured out he lives, like, 2 miles down the street. So, who knows?
Yeah, that was, like, my thing. I used to be in the apps, and I haven't been in the apps now for almost a year, believe it or not.
But I do, like, preface it, like, if I'm on the app, like, you know, sometimes you are out and about and you are looking or you're just wanting to have some fun. But like in that situation, you know, everybody can be bad about, like, especially on an iPhone, you know, if you don't swipe up and swipe out of the app and close your apps and stuff, then, you know, you go to bed and sometimes you wake up the next day and it's like, uh-oh, like I missed.
Exactly.
I had 2 or 3 messages and 2 or 3 people hit me up. So
the problem I had
in that case,
the problem I had was with people respecting boundaries. You know, it's kind of like, just because I'm there doesn't mean I want to have sex right away. It doesn't say that in my profile. You know, I'm not indicating that anywhere that I want to, you know, bang, you know?
No homo.
But anyways, yeah. It's,
well, you need to be like, more gay, Joe.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to turn hetero, you know?
No homo.
You need to find him a girlfriend, y'all.
Right. Well, here's the entire thing with that is that if you found the right girl, I mean, it could be a possibility, but, you know, my conditions for finding a girlfriend are very, very strict, you know? And so in that case, then maybe I'm a little bisexual. I don't know. But yeah, I think I'm gay, you know?
So, I think you're gay.
Yeah.
Pretty gay.
Yeah. So.
He's a proud homo.
I'll take off the
no homo
on that.
So. I know. Get rid of the no.
Just be homo. Homo. Actually, should be
gay, gay, gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. I like that one.
I have so many buttons now for sound effects. I don't know what sound effects I have anymore.
I know.
I'm looking this here, right? Trying to find it. You know. But anyways. Next story here. So since the 2010s, conspiracy theorists have pointed to lab animal studies as proof that hormone disruptive chemicals in water are feminizing humans and causing more people to identify as LGBTQ. The claim, however, hasn't been substantiated by medical research, but a recent medical study has found microplastics, that is extremely small pieces of plastic, inside the human testicles, possibly disrupting our hormones, our reproductive systems, and much more.
Whoa.
A research study recently examined the amount of microplastics inside the testicles of dogs and humans. They did this using a process called pyrosis glass chromatography mass spectrometry.
We're not doctors.
Yeah, we're not doctors. Okay. I screwed up that pronunciation. I'm not going back and changing it. No. Anyways, the process heats organs to the point of decomposition, which then allows highly sensitive lab equipment to detect the chemical elements within them. Researchers found that human testicles had, on average, levels of microplastics 3 times higher than those found in dogs.
Oh my God.
Even more stunning, researchers found 12 separate varieties of microplastics in the testicles. The most common was polyethylene, a plastic commonly found in beverage bottles and shopping bags. Their findings were published in the journal Toxicological Sciences. I didn't know there was such a magazine.
I didn't either.
Sounds like fun reading for the bathroom, right?
Anyways. Are you telling me I have plastic in my balls? Like, I guess so. Like, yeah.
The study may confirm the theory that microplastics have caused declining sperm counts worldwide. Microplastics may also have other toxic effects in humans, including triggering allergic reactions, causing cellular death, mutilating DNA, disrupting hormones, and harming organ function, even possibly leading to heart attacks, strokes, inflammation, and other issues. So, yeah. Don't go outside. Don't get shot. We're all going to die.
Yeah. Don't leave your house.
Yeah.
Don't go to the bar because you'll get shot. But then again,
and your balls are plastic.
Maybe we're not supposed to eat or drink anything either because. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, it's just, I mean, microplastics have been a thing, you know.
Right, lately. Right.
You've heard a lot about those, right?
Yeah.
And just probably that's why everybody's, like, in the city of Pittsburgh, they ban plastic bags now.
And see, they're doing, we have a lot of sort of like Publix, especially right here, huge in Georgia. Anybody in Georgia knows Publix. You know, they're going plastic free. So,
as I sit here and drink my water out of a plastic bottle. Yeah.
Oh my God, me too. Look.
Right.
We're both drinking water out of plastic bottles. Like,
but here's the whole entire thing is that I'm probably more likely to drink water out of a bottle than I am out of a glass.
Well, here's my thing is that I don't trust the tap water. Cause then when you see the news about what's found in the tap water, then everybody wants to drink the bottled water. But now if we're drinking that from the plastic, then I don't know.
Josh, go light a cigarette.
I know, right?
Because really honestly, at this point, that's probably the healthiest thing you can do, right?
I know, right? Nobody say anything to me again about smoking because, you know.
Well, as a former smoker myself, as a former smoker myself, you know, I can understand that it's one of those cases. It's probably one of the hardest things to quit. Because even when I quit smoking and I started vaping, I wanted to quit vaping, but it's kind of like it took a hospital stay for me to actually just quit doing it completely. And at that point, I've been smoke-free now for almost 2 years, so, and vape-free, you know, so.
And a lot of people I know, like, it does take something tragic like that, like where they go in the hospital and.
Well, you don't have access to it, then why? You
know, one of my family members, because once they were in the hospital for like 2 or 3 weeks, they came out and they were like, what's the point? Like, if I've made it this long, then so be it. You know, they were done and they had smoked like for 20 years. Like,
yeah.
So, but this is interesting.
I never thought I'd be a non-smoker. Let me, you know, like, let me put it that way. Be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know,
this whole story though, I mean, we do talk about how much the plastic is like, you know, filling up the lane, you know, and I watched a documentary not too long ago on, you know, the plastic, and that's why we are trying to go plastic free in so many places. But the fact that it's getting inside your body is like, really,
yeah.
And who's going to benefit here? The drug companies, because exactly.
They need to find a way for us to be able to spell those microplastics out of our bodies. But the problem is that these things still exist. So they need to do two things. One, expel them out of the body. And two, figure out how to get these decomposed. You know?
Right.
That's probably our biggest things there, you know, which are the threats to nature. But granted, not introducing new plastics into the, you know, atmosphere is a good thing. So it's going to be a big thing.
The interesting part about the story, too, is that it says they can enter the human body through any food and drink.
Yeah, so that's why you don't see plastic straws anymore.
Yeah, and it says even through tap water, drinking tap water, eating seafood, wearing synthetic textiles, inhaling city dust. I live in a huge city.
Me too.
You live in a big city where we always see air quality crap, you know? Or using everyday plastic products that absorb into the skin. Like, okay, that's nice.
We're basically screwed.
we're just going to die, I think. I hate to say this. I mean, I know we're all going to die, but like,
let me travel and then walk into a bar.
This has been kind of a depressing podcast, JoJo. It's like, okay.
I thought this would be a little more exciting. Let's get a gay bar and get
shot. Don't leave the house. Now it's like, don't eat or drink anything because you're going to get microplastic and then you're going to have a stroke or your dick's not going to work. Your balls are full of plastic.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, let's all start OnlyFans and just, I mean, that's going to be pretty much our whole entire economy at this point. It's going
to
be OnlyFans.
I don't know what to do now, yeah.
Right? Anyways.
Interesting.
So we're going to go ahead here, we'll take our final break, and once we come back, we're going to have our moment of conclusion as Not Straight Cast continues after this.
Couplet is passionate about specialty coffee. Queer woman owned and built for everyone, Couplet was created to make great coffee more fun and approachable. They skip the pretentious tasting notes and gatekeeping and get right to the good part. Ridiculously delicious coffee you can prepare however the f*** you like. Shop online at nsc.lgbt/coffee. That's nsc.lgbt/COFFEE.
Want to support Not Straight Cast? Well, you can. Visit the notstraightcast.com/store, where you can get Not Straight Cast t-shirts, hats, bags, coffee mugs, and much, much more. Along with getting some snazzy merchandise, your purchase in the Not Straight Cast store also helps support the show. Visit notstraightcast.com/store. That's notstraightcast.com/store.
And now it's time for Moment of Conclusion. Yay. So they added insult to injury here on this podcast because everything's been pretty sad. I didn't realize that when I wrote it, that it was that sad. But anyways,
we should have had a happier story.
Right to end this, but yeah, no, we don't. Of course not. A theater company has spoken after an audience member walked out of a performance of Rent, declaring they didn't realize the show was about the gays. Bite My Thumb's production of Jordan Larson's iconic musical was playing at Curious Works Theater in Leeds in the UK when the incident happened. In a statement posted to social media, the theater company stated, after a storming performance of Today for You, Tomorrow for Me, a single audience member picked up their coat, rose from their chair, and left the auditorium. On exiting, the individual turned to a member of the front of the house team and declared, "I didn't realize this show was about the gays." All the cast, creatives, and backstage crew of the production were utterly disgusted to hear about this display of a small-minded ignorance. As a theater company, we purposely chose Rent to give a voice to LGBTQ plus community and educate on the horrors of the AIDS epidemic. They added, in a bid to take a single individual's hate and create something positive from it, Bite My Thumb Productions will be donating a percentage of that performance's box office to an LGBTQ plus charity that would be decided upon by our cast. They concluded, hate is always foolish and love is always wise. Then on social media, people had plenty to say about the incident.
I'm sure they did.
One commented, "Boy, are they in for a shock when they go to see Cats. I didn't realize the show was about Cats." Hamilton, "I didn't realize this show was about Hamilton." Or the Rocky Horror Picture Show, "I didn't realize the show is about a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania." While a second commenter quipped, "Sad state of affairs that you can't even go and see a musical theater these days without being exposed to homosexuals." Dun dun.
Where have you been?
And a third commented, "Thank you for turning this into something positive. It seems that this is someone who has lived under a rock and might need to stay there, and has somehow totally missed some of the key elements of generation-defining musical." I mean, come on. If you don't know Rent is about the AIDS epidemic, you've been living under a rock.
Yeah. Usually, like, when you go see a show, you kind of already know, like, what it's about.
Yeah. So, you know, how could you be so naive to not know what the show you're going to sing is about? You know, if you're spending your money on something, at least, you know, read up on it real quick, you know, and realize that, hey, you know, but you know, this person's probably like 70, conservative Republican, you know, and watches Fox.
Such an iconic show. It's like, how would you not?
Right.
Like the person said, I like the one that says, this is someone who has lived under a rock.
Yeah. Really true. Obviously. They have lived under a rock. That's the only thing they could possibly have lived under, you know? So, oh my God. Yeah, it's just, these people are incredible. And, you know, before where they maybe left the theater and be like, ew, and not said anything to anybody, now they feel like they can say the quiet part out loud, you know?
Right. Instead of just getting up and exiting.
Yeah. Doesn't make a scene about it.
They had to make a scene about it. Yeah. Like,
but I'm glad the theater company is doing something good, you know?
Yes.
They're basically turning lemons into lemonade. That's all you can ask for.
Something good's coming out of it at least, though.
So anyways, this brings us to the end of the show. Once again, I thank you so much here for being with us. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, JoJo, as always.
Thank you for listening to Not Straight Cast. Subscribe where all great podcasts are sold. Visit Not Straight World, which will allow you to access all the websites, Not Straight Cast, NotStraight.news, and Not Straight Radio, and NotStraightWorld.com. Email us at feedback@notstraightcast.com or record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/vm. And until next time, have a not straight one.